split and saints are called away. Most of all, I want to be among that number, the bride of Christ set apart in white array. Most of all, I want to look upon the Master and sing praises when at last the battle's won. I want to know I've run the race, hear Jesus say I've kept the faith, and most of all, I want to hear him say, well done. Everything down here will dim and lose its value when compared with all the glory we'll behold. But most of all, just to look upon the Savior will make it heaven if there were no streets of gold. Most of all, I want to look upon the Master.
Isn't that beautiful? What a day. What a day. Hey, I'm going to play that again for you at the close of this program. That is too good not to hear every bit of it. And God bless you. What a joy. Let me cut off this double sound here. What a joy to bring you this telecast, this open Bible dialogue. You know, I've been having a good time, and things have been going wonderful, and I think we got the bugs out of most everything, but it's really a delight. I love it. I love coming to you with something that's just full of truth, that's full of God's holy word. Let me get a little more volume here. If I got too much, somebody let me know. I like to hear myself, but I want you to hear me, and I want us to have a great time together. Open Bible dialogue, open Bible telecast. Now, our program today, it's one that I really think you ought to call everybody you know. I think you ought to call everybody you can get a hold of and get them to listen. We're going to talk about dominion theology and preparing for a new world order. Postmillennialism is another name, and preparing for a new world order. We're hearing all the time about the new world order. Well, this is the new church world order within the new world order. So the new church, the one world church. Can you imagine a one world church made up of everybody of any religious idea, all the different ideas just blended together, a smorgasbord of religions, a one world church. And that's what dominion theology and the postmillennialism, that's what it's all about. Getting ready for a one world religion, a one world church. Now, if you don't know how dangerous that is, I sure will try to tell you. And I've got so many things here to talk about, I'll never get through with all of them. I may actually go on next week. If I don't, next week I'm going to do a program, and I've already got it named, What is Sovereign Grace? What is Sovereign Grace? You hear that term a lot, sovereign, sovereignty, sovereign grace. And most of the time it's used by the Calvinists who believe in limited atonement. Well, I want to show you, biblically speaking, there is a sovereign grace, and it is your biography written in advance. That's what sovereign grace is. Sovereign grace is God has planned your life for you. And it's a wonderful life. It's the best going. It's the greatest thing going. And that's what I'm going to preach on in the morning. Sovereign grace, God has written your biography. Do you know what a biography is, don't you? A picture or a history of somebody's life. Well, this is history in advance in the Bible, sovereign grace, that God has planned your life for you, and it's beautiful. It's breathtaking. It's beyond anything you can plan. The moment I was saved from that day, that's 64 years ago, I was 16, I don't remember one day that I didn't know I was called to preach. I knew I was called to preach. I was so tongue-tied, it was pitiful. I didn't know one verse of the Bible. I didn't know anything about Christianity, but when he saved me and wrought his sovereign grace inside of me, I knew he had a plan, and I knew it was to preach. And when you get saved, he will show you his plan for your life, and it will be the best plan that is going. It's only plan that is worth your time. Well, let's go back now. Sovereign grace is so beautiful. But today, we're going to talk about postmillennialism, our dominion theology. Dominion theology is the term the charismatics use. Postmillennialism is the term that is used by most of the higher old mainline churches, and I don't know everybody that believes it. I know within all these churches there's some good people who believe the truth, and that's amazing to me. God's got people everywhere. God's got children that's been born again, and they know the truth, and they're just everywhere, really, all around this globe. And God knows where every one of us are. Did you know that? He really does. Now, let me take a moment here and see if I can give you a little picture of the glory of the true coming 1,000-year millennial reign. I really today want to zero in on the 1,000-year millennial reign when Jesus is going to reign on this earth, which is the opposite of this idea of a one-world church and the dominion theology and the, of course, postmillennialism theology. They are bad, bad stuff. I'm telling you, bad theology. The truth is, Jesus is going to reign on this earth 1,000 years. Can I tell you something? If the rapture would take place today, as far as we can see in the Bible, it would only be 7 years before the great battle of Armageddon. And that's when Jesus comes back with those raptured saints that go up in the rapture, and they set up a kingdom. Jesus Christ sets up a kingdom, and he will reign on this earth 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And that's really the zero of this program today. I mean, the 100%, I should say, rather than zero, of this program today is really to get you ready for the 1,000-year millennial reign and to help you get out of those theologies that are called either postmillennialism or dominion theology. Dominion theology is, by the way, preached and taught by Ted Cruz's father. Now, I don't know whether Ted Cruz believes it or not, but it sure has made me nervous about him. I mean, if you talk about those doctrines of dominion theology, I will at least 10 to 15 minutes of this program give you what dominion theology or postmillennialism denies about the end time prophecy. The list of things that their doctrine denies, I mean, eliminates. One of them is Israel. Postmillennialism or dominion theology is very much anti-Semitic. Very much anti-Semitic. I mean, it is a doctrine that puts the Jews out of God's prophetic picture completely. Completely ignored, removed. I presume they believe an individual Jew can be saved. I don't think anybody would dare doubt that, but they certainly don't believe the nation of Israel, the city of Jerusalem, the land of the Jews, is going to have a great, beautiful, prophetic picture in the future. But I know they are, because the Bible says so. Now, in a moment, we're going to the Bible, but I want to give you these ideas, the glory of the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. I wrote these down. They'll be in the article I'm giving you today. I'm going to give you a tremendous article on the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. I'm giving you the positive side in a great article today, and I'm going to put all of these notes in it to make sure you have everything I'm saying today at your fingertips, because I want you to preach it in your church. I want you to teach it in your Sunday school class. I want you to tell your neighbors and friends about it. I want you to have a Bible study about it. I just planned with my sister today to go to Roxbury, my hometown, and have a Bible study maybe a Friday night and teach this. Have it in some kind of a setting where we can just sit and answer questions and talk. I want to teach it everywhere, and you invite me to your town and help provide the right place to do it, where we can have 100 or so people, and I'll be glad to come, and we'll learn about the millennial reign. But let me give you the glory of the thousand-year millennial reign. Jesus Christ will be the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and he will literally reign over this entire earth, and he will set up his palace and his capital in Jerusalem. So Jesus from Jerusalem will reign over this entire earth for 1,000 years. Have you got that? For 1,000 years. Now, Jerusalem will be the capital of the whole earth. Riches and glory will flow into Jerusalem. And I have a big article on what will happen to Jerusalem and how vast it will be. It will go almost from the Mediterranean Sea all the way to the Red Sea. It will be one huge city. And even the layout of the land is going to be changed. And the mountains are going to be turned into valleys of great, nutritious land and beautiful. A garden, really. A great garden. Not a garden where there's just flowers, but people, you know. But a place that's just alive with God's beauty. Now, Israel, the land of Israel, they and the people of Israel will possess the whole promised land that God promised to Abraham. They will get, finally, after all these years, they will literally possess the complete promise of God to Abraham. And Israel will become the shining country of this world. I'm here to tell you. Now, the bride of Christ, that's the saints, who are resurrected and raptured before the tribulation. That's called the pre-trib rapture. That whole company will come back with Christ at the Battle of Armageddon on white horses, the Bible says, and they will rule the earth, the world with Jesus. We, the saints, will rule every city and every nation and every geographical area. We will rule this world under the lordship of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the little Christ reigning in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. What a day that's going to be. The earth will be a Garden of Eden, even more beautiful than the Garden of Eden could possibly have been, and many times larger. The earth, the Bible says now, will be filled with the righteousness of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The earth will be filled with the righteousness of the Lord. There will be vineyards and orchards and gardens. The fruit of the earth, the Bible says, that the reaper will overtake the seed sower. That's what the Bible says. Now, that means that's how prosperous everything is going to be. It's going to be a garden, the whole world. Hallelujah. Now, you get to thinking about all of this. It's overcoming. It really is. There will be no evil spirits. The devil will be bound in the bottomless pit. Antichrist and false prophet will already be in hell. And there will be no spirits to destroy and deceive. There will be no danger. You won't even need to lock your front doors day or night. I'm telling you, the atmosphere will be free of storms and great hurricanes and tornadoes and all of the stuff, all of the weather patterns that we are acquainted with. And it is my opinion. I don't have a Bible verse for this one, so it's just my opinion. It may be or it may not be until the 1,000 years is over. But the earth will return to the original beauty before the flood. The pre-flood condition of the earth will exist during that 1,000 years. Now, I don't have a Bible verse for that one. It's my opinion. And I believe as you look at the Bible and see the prosperity, that has to happen. If it don't happen until the beginning of eternity after the 1,000 years, that won't be any problem to me or for you. But that's a possibility. Now, when you think of all of that, you think of what this world is going to be like, what this earth is going to turn into. 6,000 years of human rule will give way to 1,000 years of Christ's rule. Now, here's what I want to do. I want to take you, listen to me now, I want to take you back to Daniel and read to you how Daniel explained this very thing. Daniel gave us a perfect picture of this and made it completely clear. I thought I had those verses fixed where I could go straight to them. I do. Here they are. The book of Daniel, Listen to me now. Let me read it to you. The book of Daniel, chapter 2 and verses 44. And in the days of these kings, that's the wicked kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these worldly kingdoms, all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. You get the picture? For as much as thou sayest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hand, that's how Daniel described it and how the Holy Ghost gave it to Daniel, that this new kingdom will be like a great stone cut out of the mountain without hands. There'll be no human hands in building this kingdom. It won't be a bunch of preachers. It won't be a bunch of politicians. It won't be a bunch of religious leaders. This kingdom is going to be set up by Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So it's without hands. Do you hear me? Without hands. That it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. And the great God hath made known to the king that which shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. The dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. Now, you can believe what Daniel said. You can believe what the Holy Ghost gave him. Notice that the Lord said to him, the interpretation is sure. It cannot fail. It literally cannot fail. Now, you say, Brother Chambers, that's in the Old Testament. Read to me what the New Testament says, and I'll do it right now. Listen to me. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And this is Revelation 20 and verse 2. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hand. And they shall live and reign with Christ 1,000 years. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. So the first resurrection is that crowd that lived with Christ 1,000 years on this earth and rule with him. Set on thrones, they will be kings and priests. And that's said over and over. They will be kings and priests. Blessed. Now listen to verse 6, Revelation 26. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. And they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now that's his plain. I mean, if you believe the Bible is literal, you got it. Now, if you don't believe the Bible is literal, then throw it all away. I mean, you can't believe none of it, but you can't believe all of it. And here is the Bible telling us of this 1,000-year millennial reign. This 1,000 years. Now, I've got here all the information about this Antichrist and his kingdom, his post-millennialism doctrine. I won't go into that right yet. Stay with me, and the last maybe 20 minutes, I'll start on that. But let's take 20 minutes here and open the lines for you to call and ask any question on your mind. Now, I'm going to give everybody that calls this tremendous article. I mean, this is pages. I don't know how many. The booklet will probably have 20 pages in it. And it is full of this information. The things I read here will be in it. And the things about post-millennialism and what it takes out of the Bible, what it destroys in the Bible. It destroys the pre-trib rapture. It destroys the Jewish people having a part in the prophetic future. It destroys so many things that it breaks my heart even to think about it. It is really a biblical, Bible-destructive doctrine. I'm talking about postmillennialism and dominion theology. But the Bible has this beautiful truth of the millennial reign that's as pure as the riven snow, just as pure as the sunshine that rose up this morning. It is pure. It is wonderful. It is glorious. And to be a part of it, I get to thinking about the kingdom coming and me being right in the middle of it. And I can hardly wait. I can hardly wait. Now, the number to call, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588 is the local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588, and the toll-free, 1-800-338-7884, email, jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, I want some questions because I don't want to leave anybody hanging. If I said something you don't quite understand, call me and ask me. Nobody's going to embarrass you. Nobody's going to hurt you. Nobody's going to do any damage to you. We care about you. You are important to us. You understand that. And so I'm opening up the emails here so I can hear anybody that sends an email and read it to you. I want you to have your question answered today. This millennial reign is coming, friend. It could start in 7 years. Can you believe that? All we got to have is the rapture. 7 year tribulation period, and then Jesus comes, fights the battle of Armageddon, we'll come with him, and then we set up a kingdom and reign on this earth 1,000 years. We are so close, it's overwhelming. You can almost hear the flutter of the angel wings. You can almost hear the shouts of the descending saints. You can almost see the white stallions coming out of the heavens into the stratosphere above us. It is just that close. And I don't want to miss it. I don't want to miss it. Let's go here and see what somebody says. Oh, brother, here's somebody with regret long. I've been attending a church for over a year now. And about 6 months ago, I noticed the pastor using a modern Bible version. Now, I don't have time to go into all of that. That's a big article. I'll read it later and answer that, dear man. But most Bible versions have been transliterated, not translated, transliterated so that they can eliminate these doctrines of a millennial reign and a true pre-trib rapture. And all of these things I'm teaching you, those modern Bibles just kind of leave them, you know, skittish. And you know, they have to leave some in there because they couldn't even call it a Bible if they didn't. But they do modernize them and make them to where they lend themselves in the other direction. So please understand. Now grab your phone if I didn't answer that one good, and you can call. I can't read big articles. That just don't work for me. I'm waiting on you. I want to hear from you. All right, that's all. Only question I have, a good one, but the Bible versions that are out there today are very dubious. They really are. There's some truth in them, but you know, I want a Bible that's perfect. I believe everything it says. Now grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884. That's 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, and 1-800-338-7884. Now, I want to tell you, friend, we are living in an unusual hour. It really is a most unusual hour. It's overwhelming to look at the things that are around us, the things that are about us, the things that we are seeing and hearing. I sometimes I can hardly believe them. I don't know why my phone is ringing in here. It's not supposed to ever do that. We'll see if we eliminate it. Give us a call quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Do you believe in the millennial reign? How long has it been since you heard a sermon on the millennial reign, the reign of Jesus Christ over this earth 1,000 years? Does your church teach it at all? Is your church into dominion theology? If you are in a church that teaches dominion theology, you're in a false situation. And if you pay them your money and you bid them Godspeed, then you are in danger yourself, okay? If you're in a church that's into postmillennialism, almost all of the mainline churches are into postmillennialism, go to your pastor and ask him, are you a postmillennialist? Are you a dominion theologist? Or are you a pre-tribulationist? You know, go and ask them, and do not stay somewhere that doesn't have this doctrine, because we are on the verge of Jesus coming. We are on the verge of this rapture. If you're not ready for the rapture, get ready today. I would love to pray with you and see you get ready today. I really would. The things I'm preaching, we are having people calling us from different directions now saying, you know, I'm not been hearing these doctrines and I'm just excited. Friday was two. I mean, one said, I've been on the YouTube and found your material and I just got to know more. And another said, I've never believed these things before, but something in Brother Chambers' teaching is getting a hold of me. Well, I'm telling you, it is near. We are near the door. Now, I don't want you to miss getting this article. I would really like every church to have a copy of this. I would like every pastor to have a copy of this. I would like for every Bible student to have a copy. I would like for every one of you really to have a copy so you can grow and mature and your life can take on some stature in the Lord and so you can teach others. These are doctrines that are so important. Now, let me open the lines also to someone that may be into one of these doctrines and you would like to ask me why they are wrong or what about them is wrong, or maybe you have some feeling from one of the ideas you've heard, maybe you've been listening to people like Kenneth Copeland or Rick Joyner or many of those different people out there. There's a huge number of them. Even Ted Cruz's dad teaches this to a big time. I mean, big time stuff. If you don't believe me, go on the YouTube yourself and put his name in and listen to one of his sermons. Rock music will probably be something you'll have to tolerate before you hear his teaching, which I can hardly stand. I'm telling you, when music panders to the flesh, I don't want to be a part of it. Now, the lines are open, and I do not want to waste a minute. Don't let me waste time. If you out there and you have a question, and there's so many good people that do, nobody's going to be told your name. We're not going to keep a list of everybody's number so we can hound you about something. We're here to teach you. We're here to help you learn the wonderful things of your Bible, okay? We want you to know Jesus is fixing to come and that there's going to be a seven-year tribulation period and there's going to be an Antichrist and that there's going to be a Christ Jesus himself returning from heaven in all his glory and setting up his kingdom on this earth, the millennial reign. Oh, premillennialism is what you call it. And I've been reading the writings of Apostle Paul, and man, he was so full of the premillennial teachings. He was looking for Jesus, warning people to look for Christ. It was absolutely beautiful. Now, the lines are open. I'm amazed if you haven't already called. Come on, quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want to hear from you. Here is an email. Trying to get to my email here. Are the four horses in Revelation 4:6 the same as the living creatures in Ezekiel 1? And that's a yes. There are four horses, four beasts, they call them, in Revelation 1, and they are the same as the living creatures, Revelation 4, I'm sorry. They are the same as the living creatures in Zechariah 1. So you go to Zechariah 1 and see these living creatures, and then you see those living creatures in Revelation 4, and go to verse 6. It's a tremendous truth there. Amen. A breathtaking one. All right, here they come. Good. What is the connection of Ted Cruz's father and dominion theology? Ted Cruz's father teaches dominion theology. He teaches dominion theology. He's a big time teacher. Now, I know that because I watched him on the YouTube for myself. First, someone sent me a video and I looked at that. And then I went to find a bigger picture of him. And he is a dominion teacher. That means post-millennialism. Now, I don't know that Ted believes it. I've said a couple times over the last couple of weeks, he needs to clarify that. Because if you're into dominion theology, that means you are anti-Semitic. You can't be into dominion theology and not be anti-Semitic. It don't mean that they say a Jew can't be saved, but they eliminate the future picture of the prophetic for Israel. Israel is big time in the prophetic future. I'm telling you, when you eliminate Israel from that, you really do some dark danger. So Ted Cruz's father teaches dominion theology. I listen for myself. teaches that they, the religious crowd, are going to set up the kingdom and bring Jesus back. They're going to set up the kingdom, and they are going to bring him back. Now, let's go to another. All throughout Scripture, obedience is linked to a Christian going in the rapture. How do you explain to other Christians that obedience to Christ is not work-based salvation? Well, it is not work-based salvation. You go in the rapture because you've been born again and because you're living the born-again life. Now, you cannot separate good works from godly living. You can't separate living clean from being saved. If any man say that he loves God and doesn't keep his commandments, John says, and that was the Lord's half-brother, John says he's a liar and the truth's not in him. And the Bible makes it plain that people who are obedient to the Lord, born again and obedient. Now, that doesn't save them. That gives them rewards. You're saved by grace and not nothing of yourself. But you cannot be saved and not live right. And when you say you're saved and don't live right, the Bible says you're calling yourself a liar, or you're making yourself a liar. So it's very important. All throughout the Scripture, obedience is linked to a Christian going in the rapture. And I agree with that. Going in the rapture is the result of being an obedient, born-again Christian. You get saved, and then you just goof around. You don't care about the things of God. Well, you probably aren't saved, to be honest with you. But if you could say you're saved, and you don't care nothing about the things of living right, it's a pretty good sign you're not even saved. But the Bible does say there are people who lose their reward but are saved as by fire. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That's a good study all by itself, but I don't want to encourage that with nobody. All right, here's one on millennium. Following the great tribulation, who will enter into the millennium? Follow the great tribulation, who will enter into the millennium? Everybody that is saved. Everybody that has been resurrected. Everybody that's been raptured. Everybody that obeyed Christ during the tribulation period, refused the mark of the beast and repented and turned to Christ. The first resurrection, everybody in the first resurrection will be part of the millennial reign. Everybody in the first resurrection, those with great rewards and those with small rewards, will still all be in the great millennial reign. You understand that? And those who are unsaved will not be resurrected until after the 1,000 years. And that is called the white throne judgment. Now, if I don't answer something clearly, you call me to task, okay? You call me to task. I want that, Brother Chambers. Once the rapture takes place, will the tribulation and the 1,000 year with Christ be day for day, or time as in 24-hour day, or God's time? It will be literally day by day. It will be the same time schedule as we live on right now. The same time schedule as we live on right now. So it'll be day for day. Our world will be similar without sin, as in the Garden of Eden, as it was before Adam sinned. So shall it be during the tribulation period. Now, we will still have the those who have not been glorified, resurrected and glorified, will still have the nature that came because of Adam's sin, but they will not have the opportunity nor the tempter to cause them to live in that. They'll still be disobedient people, but they will be thoroughly, thoroughly brought under subjection. The Bible says Christ will rule the world with a rod of iron. I mean, that means it'll be you do right, friend. You do right. You do right or else. I'm telling you, a homosexual will not be able to live during that period. I mean, people who just continue in sin, I promise you, they will not last and they will not live. So it will be a regular 1,000 years of day and night, 24 hours in the day and night. I mean, it just continues. You see, we've had 6,000 years of human rule. Now we're going to have the final 1,000 years, which is similar to the 7-day week. 6 days, and then the Lord's day. I've been 6 years, and then the Lord's year. Same thing, similar. I believe that with all of my heart, that we are living on a beautiful seven perfect schedule as God planned in the book of Genesis chapter 1. And it will continue right down to the end. Now, if I missed any questions here, I want to hear it. Yes, I believe I've got them all. I don't like to miss something. You are very important to me, okay? You are very important to me. Now, I can't read the long ones, so keep them about two good sentences, okay? And I want to hear from you. If I'm not heard from you, you need to grab your phone. Right, where's the telephone today? Some days I get all telephone, and some days I get all web or emails. That's okay. I'm just here to answer your question, and I'm here with excitement. I promise you, I'm here with excitement. Let me take a minute here while you're calling so we don't waste a bit of time. Grab your phone, grab your mouse, email me or call me, whichever you please. Don't miss getting this article. You can send an email and ask for it, by the way. Send your address if we don't have it. Send your address. In fact, send it anyway, because we have a lot of people that the same person has, you know, more than one person has the same name. You understand that. So if you want this article, everybody out there needs it. My Facebook friends, I hope many of you are listening now, as I've been inviting our Facebook friends to join us on Saturday. These programs are so dynamite. And I'm into things that so much of our church world will not touch. Most preachers are too lazy to study their way to understand these great doctrines and to teach them to their church. And in many churches, wouldn't tolerate them. People who are liberal and they're religious but not born again Christians. They don't want to grow in these things. They don't even want to hear them. Our churches are full of that. Rock and roll churches would not be interested. I can promise you that. They would not be interested. If you're in a rock and roll church and they also teach the millennial reign, just like I'm teaching it, call me, tell me, because I'd like to hear that one. That would really be a mystery. That would really be a mystery. Postmillennialism, dominion theology, they are clearly centered on and striving to create a one world religion. You got to understand that. You got to understand that. You cannot separate postmillennialism and dominion theology from the idea of a one world church. That's what they are. They're getting ready for a one world church. You can't separate it. Israel as a prophetic nation is clearly eliminated by the false doctrine of postmillennialism or dominion theology. There is no antichrist person if you believe in those doctrines of postmillennial or dominion theology. There's no 7-year tribulation period. There's no entrance of Jesus Christ into the Temple Mount where he sets up his kingdom for 1,000 years from Jerusalem. There's no literal battle of Armageddon. No literal battle of Armageddon. It completely eliminates the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation becomes nothing more than just allegories. That's what they believe. The book of Revelation is a bunch of allegories. No, the book of Revelation is literal. It's literal, I promise you. Oh, there is no pre-tribulation period, according to the dominionist and the post-millennialist. No tribulation, no pre-tribulation rapture. And then, of course, there's no church that reigns from Jerusalem. I would say the one world church will reign from Rome. I believe that. The one world church will reign out of Catholicism. They are the ones helping set up that one world church. You can believe that this present pope is dedicated to a one world church. So if you want to be part of a one world church, you want to be part of dominion theology, postmillennialism, you got to understand what you're joining. You got to understand what you're going to be a part of. You see, friend, it's overwhelming. All these plus some more will be in this article, and you'll have it to read, to study, to search. I promise you, you'll have some good things that will help you. Now, anybody else have a question? Internet, send it 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. I'm trying to figure out why the phone is ringing in here. I'll find that later. I guess I'll answer in there quickly, dear folks, because they're ringing on me, and I don't know why that's happening, but I don't know anything I can do about it. Let me see, that may help. I think I found it. You know, I usually can find my problems. I do make them, by the way. It isn't easy. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Now, I think you understand. I believe I've made it clear the distinction between postmillennialism and dominion theology. They are basically the same thing. Two peas out of one pod, okay? The same thing. Now, the difference is their teaching is directly contrary to the biblical millennium I'm teaching you, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ on this earth. It is a world of difference, and I have all of that in this material because I want to educate you the best I'm capable. Now, call quickly to get your article, and call quickly to ask me whatever question is on your mind. I do want to tell you that I'm preaching tomorrow. I'm preaching tomorrow on sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. Sovereign grace. Now, I want you to understand, sovereign grace. Now, I'm not talking about limited atonement. I'm talking about a sovereign grace that has every one of you in its focus, and that you are primary, special to God, and that God loves every last one of you, and by His grace, He has a plan for you. There's an autobiography already written for you in God's great economy. And when you surrender to Christ and then you obey Him and you live in the Spirit and you live in the Bible, you obey God step by step, day by day, hour by hour, God will open to you His plan for your life. It may be a doctor. It may be an attorney. It may be a businessman. It may be a minister, maybe an evangelist, maybe a missionary. It may be a wonderful member of the church that serves by being a good worker in the community, paying their tithes. They're helpers in the church. Those helpers are wonderful. I have some of them, and they're the best you can imagine. I got people upstairs working right now on a bathroom floor. I've had another man here working on plumbing. I've got a man that is answering the phone who goes to jails and prisons to visit. Hey, we care about people. We are a busy church. Busy church. Hey, I'm headed for Turkey in a few days. I'm headed for Turkey. I'm studying the life of Apostle Paul, and I'm in the process right now of preparing and writing a book on Apostle Paul's life. It'll be written like a novel. A novel, and I will start where he's born, where he was raised, where he was born. The name of the book is going to be From Cobblestones to Streets of Gold. From Cobblestones to Streets of Gold. It's going to be the most pointed book I've ever written, and I believe it's going to be dynamite, and I believe it's going to sell in the millions. I really do, because everybody really loves to think about and study the life of Apostle Paul, and you get started studying, it overwhelms you. Oh, does it overwhelm you? I'm reading all of his books, and I'm studying about his 3 years that after he was converted in Damascus. He disappeared for 3 years and spent those 3 years in Arabia. And there's no record of that in history or in the Bible. And so I'm trying to find everything I can find. And then once he went to Jerusalem after 3 years of being saved, and the Jews tried to kill him, the Jewish leader or the Christian leader sent him back to Tarsus, where he spent maybe as much as 10 years. And all of that time he's getting ready to preach this glorious gospel and write over half of the New Testament. I'm telling you, it's breathtaking, and I will have it to share with you. Hey, by the way, if you're on my Facebook, I will have pictures coming out of Tarsus and out of Antioch and out of Istanbul and out of Turkey, all 8 of those days, and you don't want to miss that. So if you want to be part of those pictures and that information, you better make sure you join my Facebook, okay? Joseph Chambers is all you need. Joseph Chambers, and I will share it with you. Now, I can't wait to get back and finish that book and get it out there. I want you to get ready for the Lord to come, because everything we're finding in this Bible is just exciting. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. All right. Question? Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884, 704, 391. 0588 704. Now, I want phone questions for the rest of my 17, 18 minutes. Okay, 704-391-0588. Let me give you that again, 704-391-0588. In the toll-free, anywhere in America, Canada, 1-800-338-7884. Okay? Now grab your phone. I want to see these lines lit up, okay? I want to see them lit up as I answer this question off of the internet and then hopefully to your phone question. The people of Dominion Theology, what scripture do they try to prove their point in scripture? What scripture do they try to prove? I don't even know that. I don't know a scripture that would try to prove to anybody they go back to Genesis where God told Adam and Eve to multiply and gave them command to rule the earth and to have dominion. And they the times I've heard them, they usually start in Genesis and talk about dominion from Adam and Eve's perspective. And saying that people have not done yet what God told them to do, and it's time to do it. If you'll go study, say, Rick Joyner, he's taken this to an incredible level. They do astral travel. They go up in the atmosphere, the world, I mean, in the atmosphere, into God's realm. Rick Joyner tells about talking to Paul. And he says that he went running to Paul and said, I've been wanting to see you. And Paul stopped him and said, wait a minute, Rick Joyner. We've been wanting to see you. And Rick Joyner says that Paul says to him, we only had the Bible in part, but you have it in full. Can you believe that? That's what Rick Joyner says. I mean, I'm not telling you what I've heard. I'm telling you what I've read. I've met him personally. I told him to his face he was possessed with devils. I told him to his face he was possessed with devils. And no doubt about it, my dear friend. These doctrines are hellish. Remember some of the people who've come out of that realm. And the Benny Hinns and the Kenneth Copelands and just name after name after name. And I'm telling you, friend, their doctrine is hellish. Getting ready for one world religion, that it's exactly the opposite of what the truth of this Bible tells us. All right, the lines are open. I'm waiting for you. Line one, line two, line three. We have four lines, and I can take all four and get them one at a time and answer your question. These have been good questions, by the way. I really do appreciate that greatly. I am most excited that you are asking me these questions because I want to help you. And if you're into them, let me help you. I care. I'm not putting you down. I'm not cutting you asunder. I'm not trying to say you're some bad person. Many people in these doctrines are wonderful people. Many of them have been born again, but they've been led astray. And eventually it could destroy their whole salvation. Can you imagine after the rapture, if you've been led into all this false stuff, you don't believe in a rapture, and you fight the rapture, all of a sudden the rapture takes place, and of course you can't go. The Bible said unto them that look for him, unto them that look for him shall he appear. If you're not looking for him, you're not going. Are you listening to me? If you're not looking for him, you're not going. Now, I want much to help you. I really do. I'm waiting on your question, whatever they may be. I will do my best to help you and to answer and to be a blessing to you because that's why I'm here. I'm not here for no other reason. Dominion theology, false. Postmillennialism, false. The coming of Jesus and the rapture of his church before the tribulation, true. 7-year tribulation period, true. An antichrist ruling the world with a one world religion, true. I mean, the judgment of the great day of God's wrath on this earth, true. The saints can't be here, true. The saints can't be here, true. Let me read you something. Grab your phone. Hey, I'm waiting on you. Oh, do I care about answering your question? I love it. I love to help people. I love it when I know my question has really touched somebody. Grab your phone, 1-800. Now grab your phones. 15 minutes, 14 minutes, 13 and a half, really. Grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. Local, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Trying to make sure I keep this thing bringing up all of my new numbers. Sometimes it don't do that like it should, and I have to stop it, okay? Very, very important. Grab your phone. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. Grab your phone. I want to hear from you. I want to help you get ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, again, I'm preaching in the morning. I'd love to have you in our service on sovereign grace, how God has written and has in his great mind a plan for your life. That's sovereign grace. Sovereign grace is God knows who I am and God has a plan for me. He has predestined my life for his glory. And he's predestined your life for his glory. Now, you've got to be born again. You've got to surrender it to him. Once you're born again, you've got to live it. You've got to become his vessel. You've got to obey him and walk with him and do his will and please Him. And when you do, I promise you, God will do some wonderful things in your life. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. Hey, ladies, mama, check the phone in there and to see if there's some reason it's not ringing for y'all. Has anybody been getting a call through? Has anybody been getting a call through? Is that part of the problem? Please, Ms. Chambers, check that real quickly for me. Check that real quickly for me. Sometimes these phones can mess up on us. And I don't know whether maybe they've messed up on us today, but grab your phone and call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. You know, I believe that's the problem today. I believe somehow the phone didn't get in the right way, isn't working for you. Grab your phone now and everybody out there call again and let's see what happens because I know they're checking it. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. I want to answer your question. Your question is important to me. And hey, these are wonderful truths. I'm here to tell you, they are some of the grandest truths you can imagine. And when you get them in your mind, in your heart, they turn your life upside down, okay? Grab your phone quickly, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. They're checking the phones, I'm sure. I'm sure they are to make sure. And then you can call quickly, okay? Then you can call quickly. I want to hear from you in case that was a problem. I want to hear from you. Hey, Jesus is coming. His coming is at the door. His coming is at the door. I said His coming is even at the door. And what a day that is going to be. What a day. Can you imagine the glory of that day when Christ appears and all His glory is manifest among us and we see it in its magnificence. Hallelujah. And all the blessings of heaven, all the blessings of heaven are made real among us. Won't that be a wonderful day? I'm here to tell you, friend, it will be a wonderful day. I can hardly wait. I really can. What a day. Jesus is coming and I'm leaving and I want you to go with me. I really do. I'm trying to check this phone and see what may be a problem with the phones. I know they're checking them. I believe they are. So give us a call to find out. Somebody, will you? The phones are not ringing. Tell Ms. Chambers to come in there and check it. I can't get their attention to check to see what might be the problem. But Jesus is coming. I promise you that. What a day that's going to be, friend. It's going to be a glorious day. Let me share a little music with you. No, I can't do that. I was fixing to share music and go check myself. But I don't believe I have the time to do that. Hey, I want to pray. Father, I'm praying for America. I'm praying for America. I'm praying for a miracle across this nation. I'm praying You'll give us the right person to run for president. God, I don't know. I don't have the answer. I'm not here to predict that. But I'm here to plan or to pray and believe for Your mind and Your glorious will. You are a God that never fails. You are a God that's always faithful. You are a God that cares about us, and I'm believing You to make Yourself real. And Father, everybody out there that's not saved, I pray You'll save them. Bring them to know Jesus and His wondrous grace. Bring them to know the beauty of His love and His mercy and His power. He is a God that cares. He is a God that cares, Father, and I'm believing for it. With all of my heart and soul, I'm believing for it, and I know You will not fail us. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. What a God we serve. Well, keep calling. They'll get through here in a minute. You'll get through and we'll answer your question. We'll be a blessing to you. Send it by email. Hey, here's one now. Let me take that while I'm waiting. Very important. What is a rock and roll church? Hey, that's a good question. That's a good question. What is a rock and roll church? Well, that's a church given to rock and roll music. That's the church with all the lights and all the rock and roll music and singing, you know, just women and men up on the stage, usually with the tightest clothes they can buy, shaking everything they've got for the audience, and everybody going, literally going bonkers in the aisles. I mean, they really do. They do some shouting. They do some. Those churches are alive with enthusiasm, but it's flesh. It's panders to the flesh. That's really all it is pandering to the flesh. And it's really a sad picture. It really is. I'm trying to say, what do we say? See, people are so caught up today in the flesh and in just religion, that they don't really know the real, the true, the genuine of God. When you're born again, you won't want that. When you're a new creature in Christ, you're going to want the Bible. You want to grow and mature in the things of God. You want the graces of the Lord to be upon you. You really do. You want the graces of the Lord to be upon you. You want to walk in His mercy and in His grace and in His goodness, in His love. There is nothing as beautiful as the graces of our wonderful Lord. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Now I'm praying for you. I'm praying for the grace and mercies of God to deal with our hearts and our lives. And I really do think we've had a problem with our phone today, and I'm very sorry, but you keep calling. I think they're trying to straighten that out. And if they'll put it on auto, that's all they got to do. If it's not on auto in there, put it on AUTO. That'll put it in where people can call in. I think that's been the problem, and I apologize. I mean, really. We get things all solved, and then if we don't be careful, a little something gets under the hand, and it's not right. And we've had some problems with both telephone and internet. So pray for us to get them all settled and all straight, and that will absolutely, absolutely be wonderful. Hey, friend, listen, we've had a great program, and the material I've shared with you, you have got to have. You have got to have. Now, as soon as this program is ended, I will go check those phones. And if they're not right, and I can get them right, you start calling. And for the next hour, you just keep calling. And they'll answer the phone, and they'll take your name and address, and we'll get this material to you. We really will. We want you to have it. We want it to change your life. We want you to learn and dig in and become strong in the things of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to read to you again from the book of Revelation. Great truth of this Bible. The Bible makes it plain. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. For the witness of Jesus. For the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead or in their hand, and they shall live and reign, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. No ifs and ands about it. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years is over. This is the first resurrection. Now, the first resurrection is what you want to be a part of. Everybody who's part of the first resurrection will be part of the millennial kingdom, and you will reign with Christ on this earth, and you will reign with Him for 1,000 years. You'll be in glorified bodies. You'll be in bodies that cannot have pain, that are glorified just like Christ's body. And you'll rule over a world of natural people, of earthly people. They'll still have children. Their families will grow. But everybody will at least have knowledge of the Lord. The Bible says the knowledge of the Lord will fill the earth. So everybody will know the Lord from the pagan countries of the world, America, anywhere, and people will be required to live a clean life. It will literally be a dictatorship under Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And it will be fair, and it will be just, and it will be pure, and it will be holy, and nothing evil and unclean about it. There'll be no devils around to tempt you. Satan will be in the bottomless pit. The devils will all be bound. And so it'll be 1,000 years of wonderful righteousness and peace and joy like you have never known in your life. I want you to be part of that millennial reign. I want you to be part of that millennial reign. That is the burden of my heart, that you be part of the millennial reign. Now, keep calling 1-800. I want everybody out there now to call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local number, 704-391-0588. 391-0588. I got time to answer a couple phone calls on the, I'm sorry, a couple emails, so grab your email. Phones are not, phones are going to voicemail. That's what I thought had happened. Our phone was taking everybody to voicemail, and I'm telling the people in there to please set it on AUTO if it's not there, and that will solve it, and people can call. Now grab your phone and call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. 704-391. And keep calling now for the next hour. Just keep calling one time after the other. And every one of you, if the lines are busy, call back in a few minutes and our people will answer and they will send you this booklet. You have got to have this booklet. I want you to dig into it. I want the truth of it to rest in your mind. And I want to remind you afresh. I'm preaching in the morning. I will probably offer you this sermon free next Saturday, but I want you to come hear it. I want you to come hear it. I want you to come hear it. Let's take a call here. We did get things solved. You are on the air. May I help you, please? Well, on the air, it was supposed to be, but somehow they didn't get it set right. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Brother Chambers. I haven't been able to hear you lately. We're just wondering, with our presidential candidate, which one do you think is most biblically sound?
Brother, we're not electing a priest or a minister. We're electing a president. And I don't think any of them are biblically sound. I don't think there's a one in the bunch, including Ted Cruz. They are not biblically sound. Ted Cruz, under his dad, teaching dominion theology, scares me to death. I could not vote for him because of that reason, unless he renounced the doctrines of his father.
Okay, I was thinking about Marco Rubio.
Well, you know, I'm actually planning right now, if things don't change, to vote for Donald Trump. Because while he's not, he shows no sign of being a biblical person, I think the things he's planning are things this nation needs.
Okay, I appreciate all that information.
Well, I'll be giving more of it probably as the time runs along, but I'm being very careful with that. Folks, I want to apologize. I don't think there's any question that our phones have not worked right today, so we probably got a lot of calls on voicemail, but they're open now and you can call. Okay, grab your phone, and I want you to start calling right now. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588 to get this booklet. You've got to have it. I want hundreds of you to have it. I really do. You are important to me. Now, I don't have any choice. I really don't. I got to go, but I love you. You are special to me. Don't miss next week. If that was a problem that happened this week, I hope that will never happen again. I will do my best to try to see that it don't. And you are important to us, my friend. You are very important to us. You are very important to us. Let me get this thing up here. Hallelujah. God bless you. Go in the name of the Lord. May the joy of the Lord be your strength. Okay? May the joy of the Lord be your strength. Jesus is coming.
Skies are split and saints are called away. Most of all, I want to be among that number. The bride of Christ set apart in white array. Most of all, I want to look upon the Master and sing praises when at last the battle's won. I want to know I've run the race, hear Jesus say I've kept the faith, and most of all, I want to hear him say, well done. Everything down here will dim and lose its value when compared with all the glory we'll behold. But most of all, just to look upon the Savior
we'll make it heaven if there were no streets of gold.
Most of all, I want to look upon the Master and sing praise.